This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Wednesday, June 10th, and coming up on today's show, 40 alumni have been selected in the first 2 days of the MLB draft. I caught up with one of them to discuss the next step in his baseball career. Plus, a look at the National Team Championships as one of the biggest events in the USA Baseball calendar is set to begin in Florida and Arizona. But first, let's see what's leading off. Two days and 10 rounds of the MLB draft have been completed, and plenty of USA Baseball alumni have been drafted into the league. It all started with Dansby Swanson at number one overall to the Arizona Diamondbacks. 16 total alumni were selected in the first round, including Vanderbilt Commodore and two-time USA Baseball alumni Carson Fulmer at number 8 overall to the Chicago White Sox. Carson joined me over the phone while Vanderbilt was on the team bus back to Nashville the day after their College World Series clinching win over Illinois to talk about his night. Carson, I'm sure it's been a whirlwind of the last 24 hours for you, so thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Let's start with last night. You guys were a little busy on draft night since Vanderbilt's College World Series clinching win ended just 3 minutes before the draft started. How soon after the team's celebration from winning such a big game did you find out about being picked yourself by the White Sox?
After the third out was complete, obviously we celebrated as a team. We were able to celebrate Dansby's, you know, first overall selection. It was a very special moment for all of us. It was a special time for me, you know, him being my roommate for the last couple of years. It was just incredible. And then right after that, we went back to the bus and was able to get my phone out. And soon after that, my, you know, family was able to be there. And I got the call probably 10 or 15 minutes after we went back to the bus. I had all my teammates there. I was able to celebrate with them, the coaching staff, my family who was able to drive up. It was just a very special moment and something I'll definitely remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, between the draft and the win, it was a busy night and a very fun night for you guys. Obviously, you mentioned Dansby getting picked. Your other teammate, Walker Buehler, got picked as well later on. You got to experience this moment in your baseball career with your teammates in college. It's got to be a pretty cool experience for you right after clinching a spot in the College World Series. You didn't quite get to be with on your couch with your family like some guys did or in MLB Network Studios, but it must have been pretty cool to get to share that moment with your teammates.
Definitely. That's what made it special for me personally. You spend so much time with these guys and you do everything with your teammates and, you know, seeing them being selected at such a high round and just being able to experience this whole thing with them was special for me. And I didn't want to experience it with anyone else except them. It was a very special time. Like I said, we've developed a really good relationship with each other and definitely was a special moment. We'll remember that for the rest of our lives.
You got to share it with your current teammates, but it seems like Vanderbilt's baseball alumni base is a pretty proud bunch as well, specifically David Price. He sent out a congratulatory tweet to you and your teammates, and you specifically when you went to the White Sox. You have a lot in common with him being a high pick in the draft, and you're both two-time USA Baseball alumni. Have you talked to him or any of the other Commodore pitchers that are in the majors right now about the transition from being a big-time college baseball pitcher to working your way up to the majors?
I don't know about that specifically. I mean, obviously, I've run a couple things by them. I think just the biggest thing that they bring, obviously, to our culture and advice they give us is the fact that it's very comforting. I mean, obviously, they've been on that stage before. They've experienced certain things that we're going to experience here in the next couple of months. Just going to them and just asking them, you know, simple questions about what you may experience is very comforting because they've been able to do that in the past. Obviously they're around us a lot. That's what we have. That's what makes Vanderbilt special is, you know, having alumni come back and, be able to, you know, be there if you have any questions. So it speaks a ton about, you know, what we stand for and what our culture is. And, definitely I'm happy that those guys are around for sure.
Well, you joined an impressive rank of Vanderbilt alumni in the majors, and you have a chance to add one more thing in common with Price on June 23rd, since you're one of the four finalists for the Golden Spikes Award. We've got Cal State Fullerton to think about and the rest of the College World Series to play before then. So, Carson, thanks again for taking the time, and congratulations on taking your first step in your Major League Baseball career.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for having me.
Fulmer and his Vanderbilt teammate, Dansby Swanson, were joined in the top 10 by three other 2014 Collegiate National Team alumni. Alex Bregman, Dylan Tate, and Tyler Jay went 2, 4, and 6, respectively. And 2012 15U National Team alumni Kyle Tucker went 5th overall as well. There was plenty of USA Baseball action after the top 10 too, but the next story started to unfold with the 14th pick and developed late into the night. Colby Allard, 2014 18U National Team alumni, was selected 14th overall to the Atlanta Braves. It was who the Braves selected next with the 54th overall pick that makes this story a truly great one. And on next week's show, I'll sit down with Allard and his high school teammate Lucas Herbert to discuss the incredibly unlikely story of how they'll get to take the next step in their baseball careers together. USA Baseball's alumni count is up to 40 through 2 days and 10 rounds of the MLB draft, and more will come in the remaining rounds. Follow at USA Baseball Alum on Twitter for updates on when each alumni is selected. Coming up next, the largest event in all of USA Baseball is set to begin, and the overseer of the East efforts will join me to discuss what it takes to put the national team championships together for a good experience for every team involved. You're listening to our Pastimes podcast. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official, licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, and hats, head over to usabaseballshop.com. And be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. The summer is about to get busy for the entire organization, but the event that kicks off the busy time of year for USA Baseball is the largest player identification event in the organization, the National Team Championships. Now joining me on our Pastimes podcast is the director of the 15U National Team and overseer of the National Team Championship East in Florida. It's Brooks Webb. Brooks, the championships are one of the biggest undertakings in all of USA Baseball, covering three age groups and selecting at least 74 players to take that next step in the process of making a national team. Let's start with the sheer size of the event. How do you and your staff pull off such a large event with a lot of spots on trials and development teams on the line?
Yeah, Joe, you're exactly right. And it all starts with identifying the right teams and those teams that have the high-level players that are going to compete in the event across the board, obviously in the East and the West. When you're picking for national teams, you want to have, you know, the best programs there, and I think that's where it starts. But as far as the size of the event, you know, our staff from top to bottom do such a great job, from our coordinators to our national team scouts, and even our media team as far as statistics and just general promotion of the event. And at the end of the day, our national team scouts and coaches, they understand how important these events are to the success of each respective national team and the national team development programs. And each day when they come to work, they really take that to heart. And that means a lot of long nights meeting on players, a lot of late nights watching guys and debating players. But they don't leave any stone unturned at these events as they really look for the best players to represent Team USA any given year.
Yeah, because of all that dedication by the staff, it is a great event for these teams to experience. The teams that come through are full of capable players of getting that scout's attention and playing at a high level of competition. But between that competition between these teams and the venues they get to play at, the championships are a great event for all the players, not just those select few chosen for trials and the NCDPs.
Yeah, every single year we see more and more high-quality players that are right on the cusp of making a national team. And obviously there's a puzzle that comes into play there positionally and the right fit. And you'll see numerous guys every single year in every single age group who are going to go on to play Division I baseball or professional baseball in the future. But at that time, for whatever reason, maybe they weren't exactly ready to be selected for a national team at that point in their career. But because of the quality of teams that come to the National Team Championships along with the national reach, you're going to see a lot of colleges that come out to scout these events, to potentially recruit players, along professional scouts who are going to be there to identify players in a different capacity than our national team scouts. So at the end of the day, while the end game for these players is, hey, I want to be picked for Team USA, you're playing in a high-quality tournament, you're playing in spring training facilities every single game, and you're going to have the opportunity to play in front of a lot of colleges and professional scouts, like I mentioned. So at the end of the day, I think across the board, the tournament definitely speaks for itself. But we continue to want to see more and more players each year, as obviously the makeup of the national teams is different every single season.
It's no surprise that that many scouts and college guys and professional guys are coming to these events, because it's not just the quantity, it's the quality of the players that are getting there. And because of that, there's an impressive list of alumni of this event that have performed at a high level in the majors and in college. Who are some of the biggest names that have come through the championships?
Yeah, and like you said, that's a really impressive list and a very long list. But to name just a few, you've had guys like Clayton Kershaw, Freddie Freeman, and Bryce Harper, who played in that event, played the national team championships, and went on to star for Team USA. But you can look at it from the flip side, too, and you have guys like MLB All-Stars like Giancarlo Stanton, who played in the national team championships but wasn't actually selected for a national team, which to some people may be hard to believe. But again, it gets back to the right fit at the right time. Guys progress at different times in their careers, and when they take off, it may not be at the time they played in an event like this. So you got a large number of guys who were drafted in the first round yesterday of the MLB draft that played in the event. Some of them weren't actually picked as well, just like Stanton, but they went on to make a national team a few years later at the 18U level, or the college national team, or even a professional national team. So that's always the biggest challenge, like I said, coming into the event, is finding the right guys to represent USA Baseball out of the thousands of worthy players that our scouts will evaluate at that time.
Yeah, and honorable mentions for the non-baseball list of impressive alumni: Matt Stafford, quarterback of the Detroit Lions, and Brian Kelly, lead singer of Florida Georgia Line, also both two alumni who maybe chose different paths than baseball, but plenty of baseball guys to look up to. The East Championship kicks off with 14U and 17U age groups on June 16th. The 15U tournament's coming in July. Brooks, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
While Brooks holds down the fort in Florida for the championships East, the other half of the 14U, 15U, and 17U national team championships are taking place in Arizona for the championships West.
I'm now joined on our Pastimes podcast by Director of Operations and the Women's National Team and Overseer of the National Team Championships West, Ashley Bratcher. Ashley, the West Championships kick off in Arizona on June 19th with the 17U age group. But with an event this large, it takes a lot to make sure everything runs smoothly by the time the teams arrive. Now that the prep for the event is mostly behind you, what kind of experience does each team get that participates in the championships?
Well, to be fair, I'm not sure that the prep for an event that size is ever quite behind us entirely, as it really seems to be nonstop. But that being said, each team participating in the National Team Championships is really getting unique experience. Everything from the top quality competition against, you know, teams from all over the country, to the chance to play at three different Major League Baseball spring training facilities, in front of major colleges, to little things like complimentary Gatorade product being available to, you know, participants all throughout the event. At the end of the day, the chance to play in front of USA Baseball coaches and scouts for the potential opportunity to represent your country is part of the experience that really only the National Team Championships can provide.
Yeah, and it is a unique event in USA Baseball, one that has a level of team competition, but also has that individual aspect of being recognized in the selection process for that next step in potentially making a national team. How does the balance between team competition and the individual performance play out in the championships?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. The balance between team and individual play, again, it's an interesting question, but an important one nonetheless. We try to implement components of each to get us as thorough of a look as possible. The first day of the event is actually what we call a testing day, in which all the players run a 60 as well as take a team infield, outfield, so that USA Baseball can get just, you know, initial reads on players and their movements and general abilities. A tournament setting is always a difficult one to evaluate, especially defensively, as gameplay sort of dictates who gets the ball hit to them, the level of difficulty to which play they have to make. So that testing day is an important one for USA and college coaches alike to see players on a more individual basis. And then really, as the tournament progresses, seeing the top teams advance and go head-to-head allows us to evaluate, you know, one versus ones, best hitters versus best pitchers, which is also important to the selection process.
Yeah, and it is an important event in USA Baseball, and it's also the largest event in USA Baseball. It keeps expanding, and this year will be the largest in participation for number of teams and number of players in the National Team Championships. How significant is the growth of this event?
Yeah, the growth of this event is important, but mainly from the standpoint of the opportunity and exposure the growth provides to athletes, to more athletes than in years past. The more players and teams participating means the more kids being exposed to the colleges present at the event, and the more kids being evaluated for, you know, ultimately a chance to wear the USA jersey.
Well, the National Team Championships West starts with the 17U age group on June 19th, and they'll keep going all the way through July 4th. Ashley, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks.
Up next, we'll close out the show with the alumni update. You're listening to our Pastimes podcast presented by USA Baseball.
Plenty of USA Baseball alumni have been competing in the College World Series, and now that the Super Regional round has been completed, eight teams are headed to Omaha to compete for the national championship. On those eight teams, there are 23 USA Baseball alumni. Vanderbilt leads the way with eight, including four 2014 CNT teammates. Dansby Swanson, Carson Fulmer, both of which are Golden Spikes Award finalists this year, Brian Reynolds, and Walker Buehler. Arkansas follows them with four alumni and Golden Spikes Award finalist Andrew Benintendi. Cal State Fullerton has three alum, including a pair of 2014 Collegiate National Team pitchers in Thomas Eshelman and Justin Garza. TCU, LSU, and Miami are tied each with two, LSU rounding out that four Golden Spikes Award finalists with four-time USA Baseball alumni Alex Bregman, and Virginia and Florida each have one alumni on their teams. Last week, USA Baseball alumni Chris Archer was named American League Player of the Week after going 2-0 and striking out 26 batters in 15 innings of work for the Tampa Bay Rays. Archer was a member of the star-studded 2010 Pan American Games qualifier team that included Todd Frazier, Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, and Mike Trout. Clayton Kershaw was named Co-NL Player of the Week after going 2-0 with 18 strikeouts in his 15 innings of work for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That'll do it for this episode of our Pastimes podcast. Remember to keep up to date with the MLB draft and all of the USA Baseball alumni who are selected by following the alumni Twitter account at USA Baseball Alum. Thank you all for listening to this episode of our Pastimes podcast. For today's guests, Carson Fulmer, Brooks Webb, and Ashley Bratcher, I'm Joe DiRienzo.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For future episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, log on to the iTunes Music Store or head to usabaseball.com.